Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I am so encouraged to see the solidarity now where being led by British Prime Minister David Cameron, where he just stood up and said, we're going to do something about this ISIS, and now President Obama is joining in. As a matter of fact, listen to this report from CBN.
President Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron say they will not be cowed by the Islamic militant group known as ISIS. The two are meeting with other world leaders at a NATO summit in Wales today, and the rise of ISIS in both Iraq and Syria is expected to dominate many discussions. Heather Sells has more.
As world leaders meet for the NATO summit officially to discuss Ukraine and Afghanistan, the rising threat of ISIS is looming large. British Prime Minister David Cameron showed how seriously he takes that threat, telling the BBC that he's not ruling out any military action against ISIS. And he says defeating the Islamic State won't be easy.
We have to take a long-term, tough, intelligent, patient view of this. We're going to have to squeeze it out of existence. It's going to take time.
Here at home, leaders on both sides of the aisle are signaling their willingness to work with the president on what is considered a major threat, both abroad and at home. But they want the president to come up with a plan of action.
I hope the president will come up with a plan and submit it to Congress next week. And I think there's a highly likely that we're going to be interested in supporting him. He needs to remind everybody that this is not just some Middle Eastern dispute here. These are people who want to kill us here at home.
We'll either fight them now or we'll fight them later, because they're not going to stop.
The White House has not ruled out airstrikes against ISIS in Syria, and Cameron has said that he's interested in joining the nearly month-long U.S. airstrike campaign in Iraq. Both Cameron and Obama appear to suggest that NATO should play a role in containing ISIS, but more specifics are not yet clear. What is clear is a heightened sense of urgency among world leaders and a belief that a united front is needed. In the Middle East, the United Arab Emirates has called for a coordinated international effort. It's also clear that ISIS is growing stronger in its quest to create a caliphate territory in the Mideast and systematically kill any who resist. President Obama has said that ISIS will pay the price for the deaths of American journalists James Foley and Stephen Sotloff. Family and friends remembered Sotloff last night at a vigil in Florida.
He was no war junkie. He merely wanted to give voice to those who had none.
It's now become well known that the 31-year-old freelancer was an Israeli citizen, but that Israel kept his Jewish faith and citizenship a secret out of concern for his safety. The U.S. is analyzing the video of Sotloff's death for clues to find his killers and other U.S. and Western hostages. They're honing in on the Syrian city of Raqqa, where the U.S. believes ISIS killed both Foley and Sotloff. The U.S. and other world leaders are also working to identify citizens from their own countries that ISIS may have lured in to fight and then return home to launch attacks. Heather Sells, CBN News.
This is amazing what's taking place. I am encouraged as I see British Prime Minister Cameron and the President and others when they're going to NATO, which is right close to real near President Putin, where he's at, as a matter of fact, and began to get together on this cause. I don't know what the plans are. Prophetically, we can look into the Word of God and we can say, you know, this is that and that's this. You know, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's God's plans that prevail. But you can't help but see that this world's being organized right now by some people who want to see it go in a different direction. And it could be, you know, God will let you believe what you want to believe to go where you want to go so he can do what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, his will be accomplished.
That's right.
But you're looking at this and you're thinking, you know, Alinsky tactics, rules for radicals, is being used on the world. I mean, who would have ever thought you could turn a NATO conference into reorganizing the Middle East? Who ever thought you could do that? But you could do that with rules for radicals if you use those techniques and get somebody as radical as ISIS. You arm them with all the arms that have been armed out of Iraq. You begin to push victims to the top of a mountain, you know, Sinjar, where the whole world can see the agony and the pain and the suffering. and bring the Middle East to an account of saying, you know, you need to do something about this. And it's just like, man, this is huge. And there's one thing that the president, you know, said in the very beginning about his plans when he was in office is that there are other ways to be able to accomplish the goals other than going to war. And obviously he's using tactics and ideas and ways that he's familiar with that I believe, according to some reports, maybe the Chicago Tribune, that he taught for 4 years, that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was mentored by Saul Alinsky, those techniques. And things are being organized. Mm-hmm. Things are being structured. The question is, how close are we to watching Psalms 83 come to pass? Were the Arab nations turn against Israel? Were the Muslim nations turn against Israel and try to push her in the sea? And God respond with such force that even kings will be amazed. We are in a time, it seems like prophecy is being rapidly fulfilled. But either way, the very fact that people are talking about dealing with ISIS, beginning to confront this, maybe again we'll begin to identify that, you know, we're all called, creating the image and the likeness of God. We as the church are called to love folks and tell them about the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we should care about people who are suffering, who are being persecuted, who are being unjustly treated. And I just give a big kudos and shout out to British Prime Minister David Cameron for taking that lead. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he saw that it was one of his British citizens that beheaded the American citizen named James Foley, he went immediately back and began to do business. Sad to say, our president went back to play golf after talking about it. But now, maybe thanks to the Prime Minister of Great Britain, maybe that's why they're coming together, beginning to deal with this, because he said that we won't cower to this. We're going to stand up and do something about this. And even though the Winston Churchill bust was sent back, now, again, it is Great Britain leading America in decision of what we're going to do with the Middle East. I mean, think about that. Dear Lord, we pray right now for this NATO meeting, God, that you would touch the leaders, that your will be done, Father God, that you would protect Israel and protect your church in the world, we pray in Jesus' name. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.